This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Welcome to today's ILTA podcast entitled Maximize Fixed Fee Arrangements with AI, Analytics, and Automation. I am your moderator today, Brian Morris, IT Business Relationship Manager at Holland & Knight. I'm thrilled to be joined by our speaker, Toby Brown, Chief Practice Management Officer at Perkins Coie. Welcome, Toby.
Thank you.
So, Toby, approximately when did you begin to notice this change in the billable model towards more fixed fee arrangements? And what were some of the early indicators that this change was on the horizon?
A good question. And I actually can be more than approximate. I can tell you when. And part of it is I've been in the game longer than most. It was 2008. I was at Fulbright and Jaworski. And what had happened was I was doing a presentation on on knowledge management. At the time, I was head of knowledge management. But I said knowledge management was going to become mission critical because of alternative fee arrangement. Two partners came up to me immediately afterwards and said, "We have a client asking for an alternative fee arrangement. Can you help us?" That was a Tuesday morning. When that happened, Friday morning, I was in front of the client negotiating a holdback success fee on a litigation matter. Prior to that, what we had started to see with the pressure building, and this was, of course, the Great Recession, as it was called, that started in 2007 with the Lehman collapse. We were seeing firms, clients ask for more and more discounts. So the early indicators were discounts. But then clients started asking about, you know, back then AFAs, alternative fee arrangements, but what were effectively some form of fixed fee.
Yeah, that's great. So when working on a fixed fee arrangement, volume and margins obviously become more important. What are some other aspects that make these deals different than the traditional hourly build model?
First, I'll say volumes and margins are very important. And part of what's happened through this evolution is that profitability has become a top level conversation at most firms. Either it's embedded or it's becoming embedded. The other aspects that actually make this challenging is this funny little word that, Brian, I'm sure you are aware of, and it's called scope. But our lawyers are not used to having true scoping conversations with their client. You can't have a viable fixed fee, in my opinion, unless you have an understood scope where it's understood by both the client and the firm. And equally as well, that when the scope changes, someone raises their hand and says, "The scope changed. We need to have another conversation about the fees." That's a muscle lawyers haven't had to use, and they're starting to learn how to use it, but it is critically important. In fact, when I talk about pricing, I'm talking more and more about scoping. Scoping is the first part of that conversation. Pricing is the second part.
Right. So what role has technology and innovation played in making these fixed fee arrangements profitable and worthwhile? And do you think legal tech has kept pace or fallen behind?
I hate to say it, but I think legal tech has fallen behind. But I will say I'm seeing significant investments. I'm sure you're seeing that too, Brian. On the legal tech front right now, there's a lot of emerging fundings, legal tech startups and stuff like that. So I think there's a lot of catch up occurring right now. But what firms need first is our tools. And there are some out there. And I'll also say this is not an easy tool to build. But the tools, there's a number of providers that have them out there. I'll say basic and evolving well. But what you have to be able to do is say, here's the mix of timekeepers. Here are the amount of time each timekeeper or type of timekeeper is going to have to put in on this arrangement. And then with that, it will calculate a predicted margin, and it helps pricing people work with the lawyers to come up with what, you know, are win-win, you know, profitable fee arrangements. But what we, you know, what I am talking about to vendors right now is we need client-facing portals and such, so that once we have these fees and these budgets, we can share progress on them, not just with the lawyers inside the firm, but with our clients.
Right. So that leads into my next question. Is there any bleeding edge technology out there that you're aware of that you think could change the game even further?
What I'm seeing emerge, and it's the buzz phrase that replaced blockchain, is AI. And as a technologist, you know, AI is can mean many things, from, you know, a very AI light through machine learning to, you know, more intensive AI. But there are some tools emerging out there that evaluate time entries and code them so that they can look at, you know, take a past matter and basically break it down into its components. That, I think, is game changing, because humans are not really good at coding their work. For years, you know, people have come to me and say, oh, the task codes will solve everything. I'm like, well, the task codes weren't designed for this, and B, they're used so inconsistently that they're generally worthless. There is a movement afoot. Well, on the edge of, or on adjacent to this, is a movement to create standards, so that when these AI tools are coding, they're coding to a standard that's more in line with the needs of pricing, legal project management, and those sorts of things. It's an entity called SALI, which is Standards Advancement for the Legal Industry, SALI.org. I'm involved in that. ILTA is actually one of the founders of it. For those people who are not aware of it, I highly encourage you to go check out the website for that, get knowledgeable about it. But these bleeding edge tools, they need a standard to map to. And so that's where SALI comes in. But back to your question, I think it's going to be those AI and AI-like tools that will automate coding, both of the type of work and the tasks. And I would call them project codes for what occurs within the work.
That's great. So finally, do you think this will be a lasting change, and that the traditional billable model will become a remnant of the past, or is there a chance for a resurgence?
I absolutely think it's a lasting change, although I'll say I don't see the billable hour going away. You know, there's been predictions since I got in this game back in 2008. In fact, there was an article, I think it was at Forbes, like in 2010 or 11, that basically said the billable hour is dead. The billable hour is not dead. And sometimes just a straight up time and material billing arrangement is appropriate. But what I do see happening is, I'll call it more of a project fee basis. So that you go in, and this goes back to my comments about scope, you go in and the client says, how much is this going to cost? And you say, well, given this scope, you know, our bid or our projection or our budget for this is X dollars. But then things change, as they always do in most types of legal work, and the project fee will change accordingly. Or the client will come in and say, you know what, our goals have changed. For instance, my firm, recently we were doing an acquisition for one of our tech clients. And midway through the acquisition, the CEO of the company basically said, this acquisition is existential for our business. We do not want one of our competitors getting this target. And that changed the scope. So what I predict is it'll be more of a project fee sort of basis. It will include billable hours. Sometimes it won't. But frankly, for a law firm, our cost of producing this work is the cost of our hours. And so that hour cost model, that's how pricing people determine profitability. So we will always be looking at the amount of resources, which will be amount of time that it takes for us to produce a legal outcome. So back to the main point of the question, I think this is definitely a lasting change. I think the billable model, you know, is not about to disappear. It will continue to be part of our profession for a while.
Great. Very interesting. Well, I want to thank the audience very much for tuning into today's podcast. And I also want to extend my thanks to Toby as well. Have a wonderful day, everyone.
Thank you for including me. This has been fun.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio. Get tuned in.